Audacity. Allegations of illegal fishing between St. Lucia and Martinique. This is the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. Reports in St. Lucia about something fishy. St. Lucia fisherfolk warned against illegal practices. This report from NBC Prime News.
In an interview conducted on January 19th, 2023, Operations Manager of the Goodwill Fishermen's Cooperation and Administrative Assistant of the St. Lucia's Fisherfolk Cooperative Society, Kediana Tuse-Shari, says the fisheries cooperative does not support any illegal ply by its members. This comes in light of a report made by authorities in Martinique to St. Lucia regarding fishermen from the island fishing in the French territory's waters. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, Honorable Alfred P. Prosper, says that the individuals were found and cautioned by officials.
We had a situation last year where some fishermen were spotted fishing outside of the St. Lucia waters, and the Martinique authorities did raise that with my ministry. We had a discussion, we knew who they were, and we did caution them that they should, stop this.
The Minister for Agriculture does admit, however, that it is difficult for fishermen to tell where boundaries exist as the ocean is very large and fishers do need to be concerned about their survival and livelihood. Simultaneously, there have been reports of fishermen from outside of the island coming in to fish in local waters. This has been outlined as a concern for the catch supply of the local fishers and is illegal. Tuse-Shari says that in the same way it is expected that the local fishers follow all jurisdictions within their trade, it is also expected that those who encroach on that of the local fishers are dealt with accordingly.
We know on our seas there are unregulated, illegal, unreported activities. We heard of, persons coming to fish outside of the waters. They are in St. Lucia fishing. We've been hearing reports of, huge boats coming from all over the world coming into areas like Vieux-Fort to fish.
Apart from this, Tuse-Shari says that the theft as it relates to fish pots remains an ongoing problem.
It continues to be a concern, especially as it relates to fish pots. And the truth is, over the years, we've not been able to come up with a solution for the problem.
In Guyana, the government and the International Decade for People of African Descent Assembly, Guyana, might be clashing again. HDP News is reporting that the country's Vice President Barat Jagdeo has revealed that the body was not receive any subvention in 2023. More on that development.
IPADG has proven itself to be partisan and they cannot account for the funds. And so, whilst the money is budgeted, the place in the budget, it's not placed under that head of where there's a list of subvention agencies.
According to the Vice President, the subvention will be disbursed to other agencies for the development of people of African descent.
So now we're going to have to consult with all the organizations before the resources are disbursed.
Since 2018, there has been an approved subvention by the National Assembly for IPATG. Vice President had accused IPATG's leadership of not doing anything for the people of African descent. But the leadership had refuted these claims, noting that the Vice President was deliberately misleading the public. Not long after the charges uttered by Jagdeo, Minister of Culture, Youth and Sport Charles Ramson Jr. instructed that all financial records be handed over to the ministry. The organization handed over the records along with its audit, but the government since then has been mum. This led the assembly filing a legal action seeking to compel the government to release the funds. Calls to the chairman of the assembly, Vincent Alexander, went unanswered.
In Jamaica, there was another major protest in Clarendon. Here's CVM News.
This time, residents of Decoy and Comfort District, disgruntled with China Harbor Engineering Company CHEC, Residents say Czech left their main road in a deplorable condition with the construction of the Maypen to Williamsfield leg of Highway 2000. Evidence of a culvert left with stagnant water and high-tension wires by the workmen. They say a wide opening along the thoroughfare now attracts robbers, especially at nights, since drivers are forced to drive slowly. Despite a heavy police presence on Monday, the residents remained stern, failing to remove the blockage as they demand a fix to the deplorable roads.
All I'm saying to you is that in order for us to move forward, we need proper communication. Now, in order for that to start, and I commit myself, all they have to do, is to move the road, initiate that right away. And so far, you want to move forward?
Yes, but what you know? If you move the roadblock, I'm going to get no justice.
Yeah, but come on, 10
Meantime, while supporting the residents' move to block the road, councillor of the Yorktown Division, Ufel Purcell, says he's frustrated with the issue, adding it constantly damaged motor vehicles.
This road, Comfort, then we drive a Fogar Road.
Fogar Road!
The time long overcome, that China Harbour and NROC supposed to get them Baba Green. And we have done everything. I spoke to Mr. Motley Wednesday gone, right up here, so I stop and talk to him. And he told me that he's going to get back in touch with me. The member of parliament called him and they said they are coming in to deal with the matter up until now. So this is the road that we want to block. And I support the blocking of the road.
Nicola Brown, CVM Live.
The CDB to study regional airlift issue. According to the Jamaica Gleaner, the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, will be backing a study on regional airlift amid early moves to find a solution to the long-standing dearth of transportation that has been hobbled by limitations on free movement within CARICOM and exacerbated by the collapse of LIAT Airline 2 to 3 years ago. For the Eastern Caribbean, the airline failure in 2020 cut airlift from 500 weekly flights to 50 now. We don't have to have a critical mass of political will for us to get to a harmonious solution, said CDB Vice President Isaac Solomon at the bank's annual news conference. But he added, quote, "We are encouraged because at least 7 governments approached us in August of last year to begin the study. It is the start of a process." End quote. A long-term resolution would require a system that addresses the cost of transportation, issues about transport, and the bottlenecks that hamper seamless involvement from country to country. In Port of Spain, congratulations for TTT's 7th president. Here's TTT News.
Messages of congratulations continue to pour in for the new president-elect of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kangaloo. In a release, the National Women's League of the People's National Movement said Ms. Kangaloo's wealth of experience in her professional life and other leadership roles will contribute to her assured success during her term. The League noted that this is the second woman to hold this distinguished office in this country, and they are elated that the women in TNT continue to play a pivotal role in decision-making in society.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.